On the subject of hearts and things, there was a big study in the Americas a long while ago, about 20 years ago, Framingham Heart Study and the Alameda County Studies, one of these big epidemiological trials where you just enrol huge numbers of people from the local population and follow them for a very long time. And you see how different aspects of their lifestyle affect their outcome, their health outcome. And one of the things that's cropped up time and time again is that people who have a big social network live longer. And the kinds of things that made people live longer in their study were going to church, praying, what for? They
Hallelujah.
Didn't say. But also playing musical instruments, singing in a choir. All these things you think, well, how can that possibly affect my health? And it turns out that loneliness seems to have a very profound impact on the expression of certain genes in your white blood cells, and therefore possibly in other tissues as well. There's a piece of research been done by a guy called Steve Cole, who's based in America, and they recruited a small number of patients, just 14 volunteers, about half of whom scored very, very highly. They were very unlonely, had lots of friends. About 15% they were in the top 15% of what's called the UCLA Loneliness League, if you like. It's a questionnaire you fill in to work out how lonely you are.
Are you a Billy No
and
Mates?
The other
not?
Half of them, yeah, we're in the bottom 15%. So there was a strong contrast. And they took blood samples from these people and compared which genes were on and which genes were switched off. And they found 209 genes were consistently different in the two groups. About 90 of those genes were consistently turned up, and the other 230 or so were turned down, 130 were turned down. And what they think is these genes are therefore probably something to do with why people who are very, very lonely have higher levels of inflammation and a higher tendency to get things like heart disease and strokes.
That's interesting with relation to cancer as well, because increasingly it's becoming clear that cancer, at least some types of cancer, may be linked to the immune system and inflammation as well. So that's certainly really interesting stuff.
Well, they're saying that you could use it for intervention, because if you give someone some therapy or something to make them feel happier, less depressed and more outgoing and go out and socialise with their friends, you can find out if it's actually working, because you can monitor and see if these genes have reverted back to the profile for healthier people who don't have these risks.
And does it count if you've got real friends or if they're just on MySpace?
Well, actually, they do look at that kind of thing, because they say it's not just how many people you know, it's how long you've known them and how well you feel, how strongly attached to them you feel. So they've got to be good, proper friends to make a big difference.
So maybe not my MySpace friends.
Your Facebook friends are out of the picture, I'm afraid, Kat. It is The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris and Dr. Kat. We're taking your science questions if you'd like us to answer them for you. Email us. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Anyway, we are talking about some of your questions that people have sent in.